So Rabbi said, we have the great Schos Tish Shabbos, the Parshas Vaschanon, and Shabbos Nachamu. And as much as for us, you know, we focus on the Nechama, especially again of the words of Yeshua, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. So amazingly enough, Parshas Vaschanon, certainly the beginning of it, is a truly heartbreaking Parsha, because our heartbreaking section, because here you have Moshe Rabbeinu, right, asking once again to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the request being denied, and not just being denied, but the door being slammed on Moshe Rabbeinu with a resounding thud. Vaschanan al Hashem ba'isahi leimor. I'm going to ask the Shparuch one more time. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lach, you have enough. Al Tosef dabra ela elba davar hazeh. Don't talk to me anymore about this. We're done. So I want to draw your attention to the wording of Moshe Rabbeinu's request. So Moshe Rabbeinu, after he davens, Vaschanan al Hashem ba'isahi leimor. Right? He prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he has a simple request. What's the request? This is in Parak Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Hei, chapter 3, verse 25. Ebrana, let me go over, let me cross over. Ve'er'as ha'aretz ha'tova. And let me see the good land, Asher be'ivar yarden, that's on the other side of the Jordan River. Ha'har ha'tova ze'v ha'levanon. The good mountain, the Levanon, good. So the Kotzker, Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kotzk, makes an incredible observation. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Moshe hispalo, she'yiske liros es ha'aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks, ve'er'as ha'aretz ha'tova. Let me go and see the good land. The good land. Why don't you just... We know what land you're talking about. You know the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to say Eretz HaTova? So the Kotzker says something amazing. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was, Sheyiske liros es ha'aretz mitzida ha'tov. Es ha'aretz ha'tova, velo kimo shera'u osa hameraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, says the Kotzker, was something absolutely amazing. It was a two-pronged prayer. Part number one was, Ebrana, let me go in. Let me go in. But even once in the Kotzker, if you let me go in, I need another bracha. I need another bracha. What's the other bracha? Ve'er'eh es ha'aretz ha'tova. Allow me to see the goodness of the land. Allow me to see the goodness of the land, because there are other people who went to see the land as well. And when they went to see the land, what happened? What happened? They saw all that was negative in the land. Also, remember, again, we always speak about this. The Miraculum did not make up one fact. They did not invent one piece of information. What was skewed about the Miraculum's report was their perspective. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, let me go into the land. That's part one of the request. Ebrana, ve'er'eh es ha'aretz ha'tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you to give me something else. I need you to give me the blessing of perspective. I need you to allow me to see the land in its goodness. Because in life, it is so easy to see the negative aspects in things. In life, it is so easy to see that which is broken, that which is beyond salvation, that which is in a state of disrepair. And therefore, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you to give me the bracha of an ayin tova. I need you to allow me not just to go into the land, but to see the good in the land. So says the Kotzker, Moshe Rabbeinu is tavening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help in perspective. See, at the end of the day, two people can see the same exact thing. And depending on your orientation, depending on your perspective, you see something different. Well, so we know this. Ma'aseh mechol yom. There are some people who see the brokenness in everything. Right? Not just that the glass is half full, but you know, the glass, it could be a little bit cleaner. Right? Somebody could have done a better job cleaning the glass. Right? The water, is that sparkling? I don't know. It's not sparkling. Could have been sparkling water. Could have been triple filtered water. Right? There are people who look at other people and they're able to summarize amazingly enough what their faults are. There are people who receive beautiful blessings and instead of focusing on the blessings they have, could tell you every single thing that's wrong with those blessings. And they go through life unhappy, and they go through life feeling aggrieved, feeling wronged. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to be that kind of person. I want to be the kind of person. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and this is incredible, you see, we think that the problems with Eretz Yisrael today are a function of the Medina, right? Eretz Yisrael is perfect, but we have an imperfect state. By the way, this is not a political commentary, right? This is just, it's not true about say Eretz Yisrael, you know, there's a famous story of Cook, Zichat Tzadik Livracha, very quickly. Rav Cook used to encourage people, business people from Europe to come and to move their businesses. So So one time, a very wealthy businessman had done a tour about setting up factories. So he came to Rav Kook after his trip. Rav Kook says, "Nu, what do you think?" So the man says, "I'm going to be honest with you. Warsaw is a lot nicer." You know, meaning there's garbage on the streets. Apparently there were garbage strikes back then, right? I kind of had this thought that it was going to look a little bit different. Rav Kook said, "You know, Eretz Yisrael is a reflection of you. If there's garbage littering your soul, then you see the garbage littering the streets. But if at the end of the day, there's beauty, spiritual beauty inside of you, you'll see the beauty all around you as well." See, Rabbi Sai, life is all a matter of perspective. In any given situation, and in any given person, there are things that are broken, there are things that are beautiful. What is your eye drawn towards? What do you focus on? What is your orientation? And it's a conscious decision we have to make. Nothing in life is perfect. No situation in life is perfect. No individual is perfect. And I will say this has ramifications on every single level. In your marriage, in shalom bayis, I will say how many shalom bayis problems are caused because spouses choose to focus on that which is broken in their significant other instead of all the stuff that's great. How many parents are falling out with their children because at the end of the day, they focus on that which is broken in the kid and not that which is great. How many people have difficulty forging meaningful relationships because everyone's wronged me? Everyone's wrong. Okay, that's human beings. Human beings do stuff wrong. I focus on the grievances and not on the good. So says Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help. I need your help. Ebronon, number one, let me in. Ve'eh esa aretz hatova. Give me the blessing of proper perspective. Help me see the good in the land. Help me see the good in the other. Help me see the good in the world. Help me see the good in the situations. Because it is so easy to be drawn to that which is negative. And amazingly enough, with this I'll conclude, the Kotzker says, he goes on, he says, this is the meaning of the Pasuk in Mishlei. What does the Pasuk in Mishlei say? Al tihi chacham be'einecha. So we'll say, so ultimately again, we normally translate this phrase, don't be so wise in your own eyes, which we normally translate to mean, don't think you're so smart. That's what Shlomo Elsin is saying. Don't think you are such a chacham. The Kotzker says it means something a little bit different. Chalila lecha, lios chacham rak be'inecha, b'masha ataroa be'inecha. Don't allow your wisdom to be based just on what you see immediately. Sometimes we do an ocular intake, right? And suddenly I have everything figured out. Everything figured out. I know the whole thing. Alti chacham be'inecha. Sometimes there's more to life than what you see. There's more to others than what you see. Because you only see a little bit of a view. But there's a much greater depth to people. There's a much greater situational depth. Sometimes you have to be humble enough to realize that what you see is not just what is. There's more to it. And says the Kotzker, this is the beauty. He says, Ki ainayim v'achushim af him yicholim litos. Your eyes, your senses could sometimes be mistaken. And sometimes what you see, there's much more to the reality than just what you take in with your eyes and what you take in with your senses. This was the request of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'er'ah es ha'aretz hatova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the strength to see the good. The natural default of people is sometimes to see that which is negative and that which is broken in others and in situations. You need divine assistance to live a life of Er'eh es ha'aretz hatova. Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha, not zocha to enter into the land, but zocha to see the beauty in the land. Maybe be zocha, Rabbi Yosef, Mir Yitzchak Hashem, to find this same bracha of perspective as well. Shabbos.